This morning's sermon is a group effort, at least more than most. For I have collected 7 cordial greetings from colleagues in ministry on this World Communion Sunday. I have asked them to send their message to you as you are gathered here today, because as reflected in our reading from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, this meal has divided the church from our earliest days. And we hope always as Christians that this meal would bring the body of Christ together. For Christ is undivided. It is we who have rent it asunder. And as we go through this journey, you may know some of these ministers, you may know some of these congregations, you may know people from these congregations. And I ask that as we make this trek of ecumenical blessings, you would remember those congregations and your own prayers for them. And if you don't know anyone in those particular churches, at least you know the area or the community, and you might want to be praying for them as we make our journey. Are you ready? Well, first we're going to come out of our exit. Instead of going left on Nicholsville Road, we're going to take a right, go down Lansdowne Drive to Belafonte. And as we turn our way toward Glendover, we will hear these words from the Reverend Lori Brock, rector at St. Michael's. The congregation of St. Michael's, the Archangel Episcopal Church, gathers at the altar of God this Sunday in praise and thanksgiving for the worldwide community of Christians seeking to walk in love. We are empowered and strengthened by the small acts of great love done by Christians in the Lexington community as we, people of faith, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly before God. We who are many are one body, for we all share of one bread. Now continue on Belafonte, almost till it dead ends, facing the Arboretum, and hear from Corey Wilcoxon, senior pastor at Crestwood Christian Church in Lexington. As the Disciples of Christ congregation, Crestwood Christian Church comes to the table each Sunday to be remembered as the body of Christ. We do so not only as one particular congregation, but also in solidarity with all of those who follow Christ and seek to live out the good news. Every time we come to this table, including this Sunday, we take our place in the long line of witnesses who stand shoulder to shoulder, equal in every sense of the word, to proclaim Christ's radical love and amazing grace through the bread and the cup. We are made one. Now let's move on to downtown with David Shirey at Central Christian Church, Lexington. And perhaps it may be helpful for you to know that probably 4 times out of 10 when people hear I'm pastor of this church, they confuse me with either the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, or at least the churches. I don't look anything like Bob Baker, fortunately for him, or Central Christian Church. Here's what David Shirey shares with us. The congregation of Central Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, give thanks on this World Communion Sunday for our partnership in the gospel, Philippians 1:5, with Christians worldwide, including our brothers and sisters in Christ at Central Baptist. Blessed be the tie that binds as we break the bread of life and receive the cup of salvation on this Lord's Day. Now moving backwards on Short Street from Central Christian, we end up with Reverend Mark Davis at the First Presbyterian Church of Lexington. Grace and peace from those gathered this day at First Presbyterian Church of Lexington, Kentucky. We are grateful to share our voices today with you as we participate in the great global community of those who seek to live as disciples of the crucified Messiah. Today we feast across time zones, dividing God's world to participate in the unity of this sacrament of grace. With you, we receive the bread that is life for all, and to drink from the cup of salvation. Are you ready to move on outside of Fayette County? Thank you. Branching out this time to Berea with the Reverend Kent Gilbert at Union Church in Berea, community many of you know and love and have been a part of. But as we think about Union Church, you may be asking, well, what's the difference between a UCC, a Christian church, a Church of Christ? Well, if you're really interested in that topic, I invite you to the Baby Boomers this Thursday, who will be going to the Cane Ridge Meeting House in Bourbon County, where there was a movement in the summer of 1801 in Kentucky to bring Christians together as one body. Baptist, Methodist, and mostly Presbyterians led by Barton Stone invited those to come and see what was happening that was a part of the second great spiritual awakening in the American experience. And perhaps as many as 10,000 people came to that small section of this state in the early part of the 19th century to have a spiritual explosion. And as most projects that happen among good-intended Christians, this desire to bring Christianity together in time actually split Christianity into more new groups. And so the story of the Christian church parallels the story of Baptist, especially for us in the past few decades. For what was first this effort of bringing Presbyterians, Methodists, Baptists into one big umbrella became a new church experience that splintered into three main groups as the 19th and 20th centuries unfolded. Far to the right would be the Church of Christ, like Southside Church of Christ. Good folks right across from Commonwealth Stadium, but those who hold fast to the idea that where the Bible speaks, we speak, where the Bible is silent, we're silent, especially the New Testament. Meaning that because there's not instrumental accompaniment in singing in the New Testament, they are non-instrumental. Every song is a cappella. They save a lot of money on pipe organs. But they still have choirs, and so not everyone's out of a job. But they're very careful about following the letter of the New Testament witness. Moving in a little bit toward the center, the big wide highway, would be the independent Christian church, like Southland Christian Church or Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, paralleling what perhaps now might be considered the Southern Baptist Convention for Baptists that live in the wide middle. Then as you move to the other side, we begin to find the Disciples of Christ, who were influenced by the modernist controversy of the earliest 20th century, who believed in critical study of Scripture, the importance and contributions of science and other disciplines of inquiry, and were asking folks to have a little more broader understanding of what it means to be in the body of Christ. Many people believe and have accused me as pastor and you as church of actually being a Disciples of Christ congregation. We just don't know it yet. I'm really glad when we pick Glory to God as our hymnal and not the Disciples of Christ hymnal chalice that would be sitting in your pews a couple of years ago, because that would have been proof positive that we truly had moved over into the DOCs, would have everything except the chalice out front. But then, way over on the other side, to the far left, would be the United Church of Christ, of which Ken Gilbert pastors, one of only two local congregations of UCCs, who are the most broad-based, the most inclusive, the most welcoming of all the Christians. And so if I had to place this Baptist church in this spectrum, I would put us probably between UCC and the Disciples of Christ on how we fit in to this incredible menagerie of diversity. Here's what Kent gave us. Greetings and peace to you this World Communion Sunday from those of us gathered at Union Church in Berea, Kentucky. Our congregations have long shared a commitment to the transformative love of Christ, embodied boldly and creatively in ministries of healing, of justice, and of love. We will be praying that the works of God will continue to be yeast and pearl for you, and that all of us committed to Christ's gospel may deepen in faith, grow in heart, and offer the best of body, mind, and spirit to God's people everywhere. Thank you, Berea. Two more. This one from the Right Reverend Brian L. Cole, who's just now recently a Right Reverend, meaning he previously served as the pastor, also known as rector, of Good Shepherd Episcopal Church on Main Street, and now is the Bishop of East Tennessee. And so he asked, as he offered these salutations to us, that if they were going to be in written form, that his could be in a more elegant font. Those Episcopalians. To the good people of Central Baptist Church, Lexington, please know that the members of the Episcopal Diocese of East Tennessee are grateful to share in living out the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. As members of the body of Christ, we know that we have need of each other, particularly in an age when division and destruction appear to have the day in our wider world. So please know how I am grateful for your witness as free and faithful Baptist, which points us all beyond ourselves to the Christ who holds all things together and has reconciled all things. My hope is that you all will live with joyful courage in this time. And finally, from the Reverend Kenneth Goughlin, and also by way of announcement, he is no longer the pastor of Quinn Chapel AME in their summer conference, doing what I guess is a promotion. He's been reassigned by the bishop to a smaller church in Harrodsburg, but for the main duty of being the Bluegrass presiding elder in the Bluegrass Kentucky Conference of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. So, still a colleague, still someone we will see often, but no longer at Quinn, but serving a wider area. To our family in Christ worshiping at Central Baptist Church, grace and peace from God our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. We, the congregations of the Bluegrass Presiding Elder District of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, join with you in the unity of the body of Christ to show forth his ultimate love in the celebration of the Holy Sacrament. We pray our sharing joins us with you in joy, love, peace, and hope. And that's just a small sliver, a small slice of the Christian pie, a part of some communities and friendships that I have been a part of, a part of partnerships that you have been a part of, an illustration that every time we gather in this visible representation of this local representation of Christ, we join with Christians all over the city, all over the state, all over the country, indeed all over the world, not limited by geopolitics, not limited by geography, not limited even by our theologies, but one body of Christ actively at work to be Christ's presence in the world, in all of its myriad forms and various expressions. That we are a part of a greater whole. And that's important for us to remember. Because Baptists can become so narrowly focused. I invited five Baptists to be a part of these greetings. And I don't disparage them totally, because some of those churches are without senior pastors, and quite frankly, some Baptists just don't take this charge very seriously. Elevating the local church is the only expression of God. We oftentimes think we are the only Christians in the world. And even more so, oftentimes elevating and worshiping our personal relationship with God as preeminent over all other relationships, we feel like it's just God and me against everybody else. Real Communion Sunday is a way for us as Baptists to embrace a much larger vision of what Christ is and continues to do in the world. And I'm thankful to be called a DOC or a Presbyterian sympathizer. Heck, I even married a Catholic. I'm doing all I can for ecumenism in our world. But perhaps you noticed, many spoke of a common strand of a DNA. First, some version of Micah 6:8, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God. And even though we too often think we're the only church that values such a respectful and fair-minded advocacy and a sort of restrained yet courageous brand of Christianity, here's the irony. We are not alone in this work. And just because we don't shout it from the mountaintops, don't think there's not others like us. And as the old song goes, when we all get to heaven, we'll find out how abundant was our number. For what truly binds us together, what truly is the connective tissue of our body as being Christian in the world, is belonging in the body of Christ. This idea of the body of Christ, used over 40 times in the New Testament, is a mysterious, incredible combination of life in God. And Sunday after Sunday, we are a visible representation of this reality. But unseen to us are the countless millions that span all around the world and even through the epochs of time itself of people who had gathered at this table that Christ invites us to share, bound by Christ, walking humbly with God, with one another, nourished at this table, and the certain conviction we are not alone. God is with us. Our neighbors and friends in Christ are with us. And Jesus himself is busy through us, helping save the world and helping us be one.